And welcome to episode 3 of The Lavender Academy. My name is Tori. My pronouns are she, they. I'll be your GM for this season. These are my players.
My name is Nessie. Any pronouns are good. And this season, I play Nora Highlander, she, her.
Hello, my name is Dahlia, and I will be playing Princess Eloise Marie Victoria de Chevalier, the 6th in line for the throne of Austell and the heiress of Boucheros. She also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Kayla. This season I play Prince Ignatius Laurent, Bosworth IV, heir to Troyes Aisha, Duke of Carbadoon, also known as Nate. Nate goes by he, him pronouns.
Hello, I'm Reina. Pronouns are she, they, and I'm playing as Solana Annalise de la Devinière, heiress to Alejandro. And pronouns are also she, they.
What's crack-a-lackin'? My name is Shalina, and I play Lord Commander Armista Annika Ulrich, Baroness of Drodking. We both use she, her pronouns.
And last time on Double D20, all of our players were fleeing from the commotion, headed off in their opposite directions, until the prince, Ten, convinced, against her better judgment, Lord Commander Armista to go and investigate the sounds and the noise. Along the way, he also convinced his betrothed, Eloise, the lottery ticket winner, Nora, and by association, Princess Solana, to accompany with them. Then, worried that the prince was alone and without defense, Prince Ignatius ran into the scene, ready to defend his royal highness. Together, they trudged into the basement of the castle, following the rumbling as stones fell from the floors and the walls. And underneath their feet, a pulsating, terrifying, violet vortex was stretching up towards them. Nora and Ken discovered that they can somewhat meld with it, control it, wield it. Eventually, they sealed it off, with Nora keeping a little piece of it in a test tube. Everyone went to bed. And we wake.
On the next day, classes!
Armista, as you sort of head out of your room for the day, you are also going to find a pain-killing salve, like, sort of tucked into the door frame with a little tag that has, like, a cursive E on it.
She'll pocket that, and then she's wearing gloves so no one can see her hands.
Nice. Okay. So, we are going to kind of jump around to classes, but I'll give everybody a quick chance to do anything, talk to anyone that they may want to before you all head to class.
Eloise wants to read the notes she took, or not the notes, but the etchings, basically, she took from Solana's diary.
I will hand that over to Solana. What would Eloise have found in your diary?
Okay. Overall, the entries would be very sparse, but I think the most notable thing you would find is an entry that would say something along the lines of, "It's been a week, and there's still no sign of Solana. I just can't wrap my head around it. Why would she walk away from this? She had everything." Father plans to say she's just on a mission, and there's discussions that I will have to take her place. But I can feel all of their eyes on me. Even in her absence, they still compare me to her. Thus, there's nothing to do but to try to prove myself. And that will be about it.
She just kind of quietly hums to herself as she finishes reading. And just takes the stack of papers and lets them all drop into the fireplace. And as she gets up to leave for the day, she just looks happier, like a little bit happier than she normally does. Because, you know, discovering secrets is all well and good. Very fun for her.
Nice. Alrighty. Does anybody else want to have any conversations before they head out to their first couple classes? Armista, yes.
I would go see the prince, as I promised him. to see if he wants to chat this morning.
He would head out to see Ken pretty much first thing. And he would be awake, but he's kind of groggy. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, come in.
Hello. Good morning. Arrivederci.
And be like, doesn't that mean goodbye?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd just be so asleep, you'd just let me leave.
Oh, you don't? Okay, you just want to leave? Yeah, whatever.
No, I came in here to talk to you about last night.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Everything is in hushed tones to not alarm people like guards or if anyone's outside listening. Just in case.
Yeah, he would be like, yeah, real quick, I'm not feeling class today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a letter to the lottery ticket winner, Nora. And we're going to have our lessons in the afternoon, which I know you have a class, but I'll need you to be there for. I can like write to your professor, whatever. Super big, important highness stuff.
Okay.
Cool.
Armisa's already annoyed with the conversation and how it's going.
Is that okay? I cannot do that.
Is it, which class is it? Is it the class I TA?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
It's, yeah, it's like, it's border relations.
Oh, I do not give a fuck about that. That's fine.
Cool.
Easy A class anyway. I don't understand why I'm here. I've taken most of these classes because my mother made me when I was 5. But like, why am I doing it again? Just to get an A?
I think you have to, like, officially get the paper in order to do this job.
That's fine. Okay, yeah. I will be there. Morning classes I still go to, or...
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
I've got to go... Like, I have a meeting in the morning that I have to go to about, like, something happening on the outskirts of Lavalia. But, like... It's just like a treasury meeting, so you don't have to be there for that.
Okay. Are we going to talk about last night, or are you just going to tell me what the itinerary is for today?
No, we're going to talk about last night, but I figured, you know, in case the conversation, like, turns weird, I get that stuff out of the way. And so I can give the go-ahead to the footman to send the letter to Nora.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. You know, I'll be where you need me to be when you need me to be at the time you need me to be.
Cool. Can always count on you. And he's gonna like duck his head out and he's gonna be like, hey, you, yeah, send that thing.
You could be more respectful.
It's too early to be respectful.
I'm telling your mother.
Good luck getting an audience with her. I've been trying for years.
She talks to me more than she talks to you.
Well, tell her to say hi to her son for you.
I've tried. I got throughout that sound by my mom.
God, they're the worst. Anyway, last night. What the fuck was that?
I don't know, but when you say it like that, it sounds like we slept together. Last night, what was that?
Dude, no offense.
None taken.
Cool.
We know your type. Mysterious. Probably a murderer.
Not a murderer.
That you know of.
She just likes knives.
That you know of. Everything's alleged here.
Well, anybody could be a murderer and I not know it. I'm not exactly up to date.
Technically, we're both murderers, but that's not the point.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And they're like having mental breakdowns while laughing about this because it's not funny, but like, what the fuck else?
They were in war.
I'm sorry, and I'm being critiqued for carrying various knives and poisons on me, and these people are like, I straight up was at war. Just because I do my killing in behind closed doors doesn't make me any less morally, you know, acceptable.
That's what Ken is saying.
I didn't say it wasn't acceptable. I just said it's suspect, you know?
Anyway, but yeah. Like, I've never felt anything like that before. And this morning, I am like, I know I only slept a couple hours because I straight up stared out a window for 2 hours, but I am exhausted.
So you're going to have to, like, let me know, like, have you always known you can do this? Do you just not?
Do what?
Whatever you did last night.
I don't fucking know what I did last night.
Well, you touched something that burnt the shit out of me and fixed it. And then, like, I take off my glove to show. There's like a bandage.
Ugh.
So the glove doesn't stick to it. But I'm just like, this is what happens when normal? Like, I guess I'm normal. I don't think you're normal.
Normal? I'm normal.
I don't think so. I think I'm normal and you're not normal because this happened to me.
Nora did it and she's like one of the most normal people we know.
Yeah, which that gives me more questions than answers. That should be something you're questioning as soon to be king. Why could only you two do it?
I don't know.
I'm guessing, assuming no one else could do it because I didn't see anyone else try.
I guess maybe we should ask them.
You can always call an audience.
I don't even know what it is.
Who's going to turn down a chance to speak to the king? The future king, I apologize.
I don't know. His mother? Anyway.
Your mommy issues are quite strong today, Ken.
I'm tired. I don't feel good.
Why don't you... I will send someone here with breakfast. I'm going to go eat breakfast and go to class, and then I will meet you back later.
Are we worried about that thing coming back?
Oh, incredibly. However, there's not much we can do until it comes back.
That's terrifying. Yeah, breakfast would be really nice.
Would you like your usual?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I will personally hand deliver the letter to Nora.
Cool, because I don't think that footman listened to me.
Well, when you talk to them like they're not people, they tend to not do things.
I didn't mean to. I was just like, we had talked earlier.
This is why I don't let you talk to anybody in the mornings.
I'm an asshole in the mornings. But we had talked earlier about sending off the letter.
Sure, just the morning. Armisa's like cackling to herself.
You're getting ballsy there, Lord Commander.
Oh, I'm sorry, your harness. I'm so sorry.
All right. And you can see like a little bit of color is coming back to his face, but he does like look exhausted.
So I will set out and make sure he gets breakfast delivered to his room, and that he's feeling quite peckish this morning. And will not be out for his classes and to not let anybody into his room unless the princess comes to see him. And then I will make my way over to Nora's room.
You're going to knock on the door of Nora's room. Nora, when you wake up, you're also exhausted. You're sleepy. You're so sleepy.
Nora wakes up, rolls to look at Julianne and is like, do they serve caffeinated beverages here in the morning?
She's, like, up. She's, like, started packing her bag for class. She's like, yeah, usually. Do you want me to go run and grab you something?
Yeah, that would be great. I am exhausted.
I mean, you were out pretty late exploring the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have some time before my first class. When is your first class?
She'll be like, I have, like, an hour, so I don't have to run, but... I need to be more awake than this.
Okay, yeah, let me go get you something. I will be right back. And she's going to, like, go to run out the door. And Armista, she's going to run into you. She's going to, I'm so sorry.
My lady, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Lord Commander.
Oh, you do not need to bow. I'm so sorry. I was in your way. I apologize.
Oh, that is perfectly fine. Somewhere of your stature. I have to rush to the kitchen.
Oh. Do you need anything? Do you need help with anything?
No, you're totally fine. My roommate just needs some coffee.
Oh, is she awake? I need to speak with Lady Nora.
Awake is a relative term.
I expected as she was out pretty late with us last night.
Oh, she was out with you?
Yeah, she was out as being the lottery winner. We were trying to give her a good welcome, trying to break that like curse of lottery winners not staying for the whole year, you know?
Interesting. She didn't mention that she was out with such important people. Let me go run and grab her that coffee so that maybe by the time you're finished talking with her, she's a little bit more alive and well. And she's gonna be like, excuse me? She's gonna bow and she's gonna like quickly rush down to the kitchens.
I also bow to her when she leaves.
And yeah, she heads off. And you're welcome to knock.
I would knock.
Nora doesn't get out of the bed, just like yells, "Come in, it's open."
Being highly conflicted, Armista is going to open the door and be like, "Lady Nora, it is I, Armista."
Yeah, come in. I'm waking up, and Nora's like in like this like nightgown and is like sitting up in bed and is like propped against like the headboard and is like, "I'm working on waking up. Come on in."
Are you decent?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Come on in.
He's just like terrified to walk into this room.
Nora's like invited her in multiple times. Is like, "Come on in."
Finally walks into the room and then she shuts the door. And the prince would like, he commands an audience with you tonight, this afternoon to go over your duties.
Yeah. When? Where?
During the afternoon lessons and in his study. I can send someone to come get you to make sure you arrive there safe, or if you would like to just come on your own, that is up to you.
Yeah, I don't know if I know where that is, so if you want to send someone just to make sure I make it to where I'm supposed to be, that would be great. And Nora's like forcing herself to not sound like she's asleep.
I understand you're probably quite exhausted after last night. Would you like me to talk to your morning lessons to get you excused for the day? I'm sure the prince can help with that.
No, thank you. I don't want to miss anything. And Julianne's grabbing me some coffee, so I should be fine.
Armista's going to pull out like a muffin and hand it to Nora. And be like, sustenance would also probably be good.
Thank you. Yeah, it would. Thank you. This looks lovely.
All right. Honestly, I could probably just swing by on my way to after my morning classes to get you to bring you up. So I will do that myself so you don't end up with a footman like yesterday who was... I need to talk to my mother about that.
Nora just kind of laughs for a second and is like, "Okay, cool. That sounds good. Yeah, it's not like I really have alternate plans or anything. I mean, I'm going to the classes and I'm going where you all tell me to go, so... That sounds good."
I mean, you should have a little more freedom than that, but...
I don't really know people here yet or what people do around here. I'm sure as time goes on, I'll have something to do, but...
That's understandable. Frankly, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You seem to be decently close with the princess.
Yeah.
Just from being here one day.
Am I? I mean, she seems nice. But I don't know her very well yet. No.
Okay. I just was curious, what your first impressions of her were.
She was very polite to me. Perhaps a bit short, skipped over some formalities a little bit, but nothing rude or anything. I don't know. She seemed to be looking after me and, yeah, it seems like maybe she's kind of thinking about something else at all times, but she's pleasant.
At the mention of that, you will notice a small break in Armista's like hard facade, and it's like a little laugh. And she's going to be like, "She's a very mysterious one, but she seems to be very protective of you already."
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. She was one of the first people here to kind of immediately offer to, you know, kind of provide guidance and things. So she definitely gets credit for that.
Yes, I think she deserves that credit. I also think someone dropped me off a nice vial to help with my hand this morning. I haven't taken it out of fear of being poisoned. I may ask her because I know she knows a lot about that stuff to see if it's safe to take.
I mean, and then Nora kind of looks around to make sure Julianne's not about to come back in the room and like slides the little vial out from under the chair and is like, "Was it in a vial like this?" And it's the one that that Eloise had given to her to put that stuff into.
She pulls out the vial so they can compare it because it's in her pocket.
And
like every time she moves her hand, she like winces. It hurts so fucking bad.
Nora just kind of smiles and is like, I do think Eloise would know what's in that vial.
Explains the E.
That would explain it. And then she kind of shoves hers back in the wheelchair cushion and just kind of looks and is like, I highly doubt that if she were going to poison you, she would sign her name. So I think you're good.
I agree. No, I've known the princess for quite a bit of time, and I know that if she was going to kill someone, it would have been done already.
It would be done much more discreetly, too.
Oh, definitely. Okay, I'm just going to rub it on my hands then, in private, when I can take the bandages off.
Yeah, so when you do use it, you'll notice that the pain, I think, like Tori, right, it would significantly abate.
Yes.
Quick question, GM. Am I going to be fucking scarred?
You're probably going to have a scar.
Okay, cool. All right. Armisa's going to be like, okay, Lady Nora, I will see you in a few hours.
All right.
And then she will bow, and then leave.
Nora will do, like, a little bow, but she's still, like, propped against the headboard, so it's really more just, like, bowing her head a little bit. Like, she's trying her best, but she is so sleepy.
Definitely understands to an extent. And then Armista will head off to apply the salve and then to class.
You head off to a bathroom to apply the salve. And Nora, Julianne comes in after, you know, Armista leaves. And she's like, oh my God, here is your coffee. I got you the largest size. And I also, you know, put one in this travel mug so you can have it for classes. You didn't tell me that you were hanging out with the Lord Commander.
I said I was meeting people, didn't I?
Yeah, meeting people and meeting the Lord Commander of the Prince's personal force.
Okay, do you want a list of the people I met then? And she's like taking a huge gulp of this coffee.
Yes, I would.
Okay, so Nora's just like, all right, who all did I run into? Let's see. The Lord Commander, as we've established. The Prince.
Yeah, Prince?
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, you know that I was going to know him anyway. Like, I do the little, like, tutoring sessions with him, too. So, like, obviously I met the Prince. That's, you know, like, the whole thing about lottery ticket winner.
Yeah.
So I met him, and then I met the Princess, Eloise. And then, Nate. I met Nate. And I also met, Solana as well. So, yeah. I met people.
Oh my God. You're making fast friends with, like, the highest class of people here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're, like, best friends. I mean, like, I was introduced to them and I met them yesterday. But they all seem cool.
I really want to that moment just to be a knock on the door in Eloise's.
I'll allow it.
Nora will once again just like not move, still just like chugging coffee, like put the coffee cup down for a second and be like, come in, it's open.
Oh, Eloise would have opened it before she got told she could.
Okay, cool.
Privacy? She spent yesterday sneaking through other people's chambers.
So Nora just kind of like looks at the doorway and is like, and kind of, like, is trying to be polite and is like, Julianne, this is the Princess Eloise.
Eloise will actually give Julianne, like, a small bow. Lady Julianne,
oh,
it's a pleasure.
Your Highness is lovely to meet
you. Thank you. Lady Highlander.
Yes?
Might I see your hand?
Nora just fully is, like, drinking coffee and just goes, huh? Like, just loses any sense of decorum in this moment.
Honestly, she just takes again real quick and like checks it out, make sure it's not damaged.
Nora's just like, okay, but give me my coffee back when you're done.
Right. Oh, good to know that accident with the fire poker hasn't left any damage.
Right.
A fire poker?
It was not ever going to leave damage. It was fine. There was no damage ever to be done. It's fine.
You got up to more fun than you even hinted at.
I told you, I'm exhausted.
That's fair. So will you be making it to class?
Yeah, let me finish my coffee.
All right. We have it.
Is Eloise just like still lingering in the door? Like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, maybe. She's just waiting. She's actually going to ask And what is the Lottery Winner's schedule?
Yeah, Tori, what is it?
Yeah, Tori, what is the Lottery Winner's schedule?
The Lottery Winner
has her first class of the day today, which is Cultural Appreciation and Patronage, which would be with the First Hands coursework and the Politics coursework. And then you have, in the afternoons, Lesson with Ken. And then after that, you are free.
So we have the same first class is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay. Just to put this in perspective, Eloise fully fucking knew that. And that's why she's here. But she's going to act like she didn't. And she'll be like, it seems we have the same first class then. Shall we?
Nora is like, you need to give me a moment to finish my coffee and not be wearing pajamas.
I thought it was a new trend. Well, Julianne, do you have the same class as well?
Yes, I'll be there as well.
Why don't I see you both shortly? And she turns and leaves.
Your Highness. Nora will kind of give a little bow to Eloise and then rush to get ready for the day.
Eloise will specifically give a just as deep bow back.
All right.
Nora, you get ready and start to head off in the direction of your first class.
At the same time, Nate and Solana, you guys are getting ready for one of your first classes of the day, which would be politics and governance. And then, Armisa, you would be heading over to your first class, military strategy and defense. And I'll have Nate and Solana give me a brains roll. Let me know how that class goes. And Armista, I will have you give me a fight roll for how yours goes.
4.
10. And I got a 15.
Okay, you guys got a 10 and a 15. Armista, take an adversity token. Solana and Nate, you both do fine. It's just a class, you know, like you skirt by. You don't skirt by. You actually do pretty well. Like, you pay attention. You're able to take notes. It's just a simple lecture. It's sort of like one of the like, easy day vibes. Armista, you struggle.
It's because my hand hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because your hand hurts. And you were up so late protecting the prince.
Solana definitely takes, like, you know, like, the bullet journal kind of note? Like, the really...
Cornell notes?
Yeah. Very, like, nice. She stayed up pretty late after everything, but she's convinced herself that was just a dream. No, like, no way, I'm not good about that. I'm just gonna focus, yeah, do what I need to do.
Solana's like, I actually hallucinated all of that. Amazing. Okay, so then we will hop over to Nora and Eloise. Your first class of the day is Cultural Appreciation and Patronage with Professor Natalia Hadlin. So what are you both doing as you, like, get to class?
Nora is finding, like, the best spot in the room, has, like, a notebook, a bunch of different, like, different colored pens, and is, like, fully ready to take in, like, everything she can.
Awesome. And then Eloise?
Eloise will probably be, you know, those kind of people who, like, sit in the best position to, like, see everything in the room?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's doing.
Okay.
And she's just vibing, you know? She's just, not vibing, but she's watching everyone carefully, and, like, it's very cold and aloof in the back, or wherever this position she's found is.
Okay. Yeah. So I have opposite ends of the room, I suppose.
Oops.
But yeah, so Professor Hadlin enters the room. She has wavy chestnut hair that's, like, adorned with a collection of colorful ribbons, almost like bubble braids. As she comes in, she has this, like, graceful but, like, kind of unconventional aura about her. You know, her physical features are symmetrical for the most part, with just, like, a little bit of uniqueness to them, like maybe her nose is a little bit too curved, or her ears, like, kind of flex out a little bit too much. And then She wears like round spectacles. And as she comes in, she's like alight with this happy curiosity and excitement that typically the professors at this academy don't have. So Eloise, this is like almost a little bit off-putting to you.
The antithesis of me.
Yeah, the antithesis of you.
I'm so happy I sat in the back.
She's going to be like, welcome, my lovely pupils. I am so excited for the first day of classes. Before we get started, I always like to share just like a little bit of wisdom before we get started with the lesson. I know some professors like to, you know, keep it light on the first day, but I want to dive right in. Because our education, as bountiful as it is here, it should not be confined to the pages of our textbooks or the discussions in our lectures. So take a moment, take the semester, take the year, and just remember that life is a blanket woven with threads of experiences and emotions and shared moments. So reach out. Form connections, and together we shall create a community of vibrant thinkers. I will turn then to a bit more serious of note so that we can get started on our discussion. Now, I'm sure those of you that might be new might be curious as to what this course is about, as it's sort of connected between two courseworks that don't really interact much. But as people most destined to serve the royal monarchies in some way, we are the leaders of our nations tend to think in the now. They tend to think of what needs to happen right now. And sometimes they look towards the future. And occasionally they look towards the past. However, most often they're thinking in the present. And so this course is for people of our nature, occupation, status, as we bring the insights of the past to those leaders. So students, today we delve into a critical event that forever altered the course of the Lavallian Empire. And it echoes into the impending monarchy that we have today. And that would be the tragic passing of our beloved Queen Evelyn and her cherished daughter, Princess Gwenora. Now I'm sure as citizens of the Lavallian Empire, you have heard stories, rumors, and there's very little that we know to this day about the events of that night. And I'm curious to have a discussion about what the impact has led upon this event to our nation. Is there anyone here that doesn't know the event that we are referring to?
I do.
Nora would know about it from, like, the private tutoring she's had, so she would be familiar. She'd know. She'd know the basics. Like, she'd know that, that both the queen and this princess had died tragically. And I think for her in this moment, she's thinking about the fact that, like, when she learned about this history, it always stuck out to her that, like, the princess would be, like, about her age. So, like, if the princess were still alive, she would be the academy here right now. So I think Nora is just kind of looking around, like feeling that loss that like, oh, I think this was like in the past. It's like you learn about history and it's like, oh, that's so far away from me. You're like, that has nothing to do with me. It's just like, you know, these like people. But like in this moment where she's surrounded by these people, it's like, oh, this is someone I would have had the opportunity to encounter. So I think Nora is just kind of like doodling in her notebook, looking around like, yeah, I did know about this, but it means something to me now and it didn't before. So.
Eloise literally read and took notes about this last night.
Professor Hadlin will skim through, but so she'll cover the basics. She'll cover that Queen and the Princess died in a fire in the castle in their wing. Not much is known in terms of how it started, but that the death was obviously tragic, and the kingdom as a whole not only felt that deep sorrow, but there was quite some contention between different elements of Lavalia, because there was part of Lavalia that really supported Queen Evelyn, and then there was another part that kind of contested her friendly and informal nature. And so, you know, Professor Hadlin will go over that and the steps that Queen Evelyn that was taking that caused the country to be so divided.
Does the teacher detail the kind of where the line was drawn between who supported and who didn't?
So I don't think it would be like specifics, but it would be like, oh, the upper class, the lower class, like.
Okay. Just info.
Yeah. Queen Evelyn was much more of like the people's queen, whereas Queen Hyacinth was much more like the court's queen. There probably would be some information in terms of like who was on what side in resources that the school would have access to. But I don't know if Professor Hadlin would exactly cover it.
Okay, just curious.
Oh, no, you're good. She kind of goes over that and it like opens the floor up for like discussions about the impact and like how people both reacted to the event itself and then how people reacted to that divide that the country has been having, that it hasn't like ever fully settled. It's sort of subdued over the years, but like there's still that tension between the lower class and the upper class. Either you ask any questions, contribute.
Yeah, actually, what would you, Professor Hadlin, what would you say to, like, there's many rumors about what happened or if the queen absconded with the princess or one of them survived. Do you have any, do you put any truth in those or belief?
I'm a woman of thought. I think there is a certain attestation to the imagination that putting thought to the idea that in a tenuous climate, the queen devised an elaborate plan to deceive the entire castle staff and an entire country and nation and empire, and that she and Princess Gwenora are off living somewhere in a cabin in the woods is fun and hopeful, but I don't know if I quite believe it's realistic.
I think then that'll prompt a question from Nora. So Nora will raise her hand and say, so given that that doesn't seem particularly realistic, there is still the question of what started the fire. I've heard that there are different theories that some people firmly believe that, you know, it was accidental. Others think an accidental fire isn't the most likely scenario. Is there any, like, hard evidence to suggest that maybe the fire wasn't accidental?
Well, I believe if there was, that the royal family would keep that pretty under wraps. The queen wasn't in many people's, among the higher court and people that had the most access to her, she wasn't in many of their favors. So it's quite possible.
That seemed like a rather convenient way to dispose of someone who's doing things you don't want them to, as well as their line, right? An accidental fire, middle of the night. It's all too convenient, isn't it?
I mean, it wouldn't be the first assassination attempt against the royal line.
Yeah, except this one was a little more than an attempt.
Yes, it's 100% successful, in fact. Should that not be concerning? Like, has security really been improved? Because last night didn't show me any proof of that.
You know, and maybe I am second-guessing including the politics coursework on this. You're right? Correct?
Eloise just looks delighted to be making her squirm. She's just, like, the cruelest smile in the back of the class, just like, go on.
Last night was definitely scary, and it definitely proved how vulnerable we are. But we don't, you know, this is just the Academy's castle. We don't have the resources that the royal family's home has. So it's quite possible.
Does not the royal family live here? Does not the royal family of almost every single major player in the Livalian Empire have a child here? Yet security's more lax than the royal palace. One good fire, it's the Gwynora tragedy all over. In fact, I think I could set such a fire without trying. This place is very flammable.
Maybe don't suggest.
I don't plan on it. I'm just saying it wouldn't be beyond my, as a princess, my capabilities. And I'm not even, you know, all that skilled in such things.
Nora kind of like side-eyes a little bit at that one. Like just thinking about the amount of knives that were on Eloise's person. Nora's like, oh, really?
Oh, it's totally a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, that's where like Nora's just like side-eyeing and just like, okay, like kind of like turns behind her a little and just like glances to just kind of like, I think at this point, Nora's just looking like, oh, you're fully just causing problems on purpose today. Okay.
If Eloise catches Nora, like, looking back with the side eye, there's just, like, a coy wink back.
I think Nora was not being subtle to Eloise that she was glancing. Yeah. It was more, like, trying not to, like, full body turn in the middle of class. So, oh, yeah, you definitely would catch it.
No, she definitely just, like, clocks it and, like, gives a little wink. Like, it's an inside joke.
Nora just kind of smiles a little bit and then just starts, like, taking notes and doodling in her notebook.
Professor Hadlin will, like, kind of wrap the discussion up. We pick up with the students in border relations, which is one of the core classes for our ruling coursework and our battle master coursework. But Armista, you are, during this block, off to the prince's quarters to oversee a lesson between the prince and Nora. Among our attendees are Nate Solana. This would be probably your first class of the day. The ruling coursework is a little bit lighter than any of the other coursework because you guys are the most important, so they make you do less work. What are you guys doing in the morning before your afternoon class? Sort of summarize what the vibe is going to your first class of the semester.
Nate's probably just chilling, like, not doing much, just waking up, maybe having some cuddle time with Thomas, but that's about it. That's all I can think of.
Thomas would have that afternoon class with you, so after cuddle time, you two would probably head over there together. Solana, what about you?
I think I said last time, Solana's kind of convinced herself that was totally just a dream. That wasn't real. So she's just woke up and is like, okay, let's get our stuff together, go to classes. Probably went to the library as soon as it opened before classes or anything to study a bit. Like, less work, but she's making more work for herself to not think about last night.
Yeah. Well, like, God, that was such a weird dream. Let me immediately throw myself into schoolwork.
Exactly.
And so right before your border relations class is going to start, you guys are all going to head over to that wing of the academy. As you guys sort of funnel in, you'll see that your fellow attendees are, you know, like the people that you would expect to be in classes with you. So obviously Thomas walked over with you, Nate, and then Prince Damien and Princess Hedera, both from your neighboring country, Solana, are there. And yeah, are you guys front of the classroom people, back of the classroom people?
I think Solana's definitely in the front.
That one I probably should have figured.
Yeah. She's my little goody two-shoes.
Nate picks, like, the middle. He doesn't really care.
Okay, yeah.
And then this lesson is gonna start. It is a very brief overview. Your professor, Professor Requelt, he's, you know, sort of that old stuffy-ish guy that just kind of has been coming here for decades, probably should retire by now, but he's tenured, so they keep him around. It is a basic lesson on political marriages and the advantages and disadvantages. Solana, you can kind of catch Damien like throwing you a couple glances.
Constantly not looking at him.
And Nate, throughout the lesson, you're going to get a couple like past notes from Thomas that are really like, are people still doing this? Question.
Nate is passing him back like, a fucking course, dumbass. But not as harsh. But like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And it's teaching a class stuff that they already know. So everyone's not really paying attention and they're just kind of chit-chatting among themselves. So about halfway through the lesson, Solana, you're actually going to get a note passed your way. And it's going to be from handwriting that you don't recognize, but it's just going to be signed H. And it's going to just say like, hey, meet me after class.
I think she will kind of glance to see anyone's looking. Does she have an idea of who this H might be?
I think I'll have you roll a grit roll.
Grit, oh, that was a 3.
You know, you can kind of tell the vibe that there's a lot of people like passing notes back and forth. So you're not really sure who it came from, but I will give you that Damien is not like particularly paying any attention to you. So you think you're good there.
Oh.
Good for your mental wellness.
Yeah, that definitely helps her.
Class sort of ends. Nate, you have a later class in the day, so you can kind of go off and do whatever you want to do before then. Are you headed to do anything in particular? Talk to anyone? Spend any time with anyone?
I don't particularly think so. I don't recall if I ever said when the janitor job is going to act up or start up. Act up.
Aggressive cleaning. We beat them fucking stains out.
That'll probably start towards the end of the week, later in the evenings.
Then, yeah, he's probably going to eat if it's like midday.
Yeah. It'd be like around 3-ish.
Yeah, he'll probably have like a snack or some shit. I don't know.
Okay. Head off. And then, Solana, your notes told you to meet by the door. You mean by the door?
Yeah. Is she?
Cool, great. Love that for you. Pretty much after everybody has like sort of funneled out, you're almost standing there for a good second thinking like, okay, are they even going to show? Like, am I just going to sit here? But eventually after sort of like a group of people walk away, you'll watch Princess Hedera like come back towards you. And so go ahead. Give me, I'll have you give me a brains roll.
Brains, all right. That's an 18.
18. Perfect. So you know from just a lot of conversations with your sister, a lot of conversations with your family, that Princess Hedera is not someone that really talks to people that she doesn't need to. She is very like about business, gets what she needs to done. Her country's kind of small. She doesn't like to waste a lot of times with pleasantries. So for her to be like, hey, I need to talk to you, there is something important. And the energy that she like comes into this conversation with is very like, let's get down to business. So when she walks up to you, she is like, hi. I know we haven't talked a lot.
Hi. How can I help you?
Yeah, so I've had a little bit of time talking with your sister about some things, but I'm just kind of curious as to what she told you about our conversation, since she doesn't appear to be here and around.
Solana will try to gather as
She wasn't close to her sister, or?
Yeah, so she, Princess Hedera definitely wasn't close with your sister. So any, like, conversations that they would have had, you wouldn't know a ton of about. You can go ahead and give me a flight roll to see if you can, like, make it off like you know what she's talking about, at least.
I got a 5 on D8.
It's not hard in the sense that, like, it's clearly something, like, very tense, like, something political in nature, but you probably wouldn't be able to, like, bluff the specifics. So, you could probably, like, make a sly comment of that's like, yeah, I know things have been super stressful, and she could, you know, gauge that maybe you don't know the full picture, but you know enough to get, like, to get your wits about you.
Yeah, Joanna will do similar, like, oh, well, my sister didn't really share any of that information. Is there something in particular?
Well, I'm sure, as you're aware, the intended nuptials of your sister and Damien were going to be fortuitous for your side of the continent. And while I, as the person, Hedera, was more than happy for the two of them, I have to admit that Craivano does not have the biggest influence in Pafrax as I would like it to have. And so before that engagement was put on pause, we have been having some conversations about how to ensure that that union wouldn't infringe at all upon our existing borders, trade markets, those kinds of things. And I'm just curious as to the extent that you know that that conversation is still ongoing.
I'd be more than happy to continue the conversation, at least while my sister's away on her diplomatic mission.
Amazing. I will send notice to you when I think we should meet and discuss the extents of this conversation then.
All right. I look forward to it.
You have a good day. And so, like, fuck off that way. Guys, I don't know how to gracefully say people exit, so.
Royally fucks off.
And so that's the kind of end of your conversation. Lady Hedera will, like, blend back into that group of people that was leaving. What is Solana doing right after?
I think if she had a class or anything, she would just head to that. If not, she might head back towards her room.
Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't have another class for the rest of the day, so probably head back to your room then. And we will call it there.